Questions 24 and 25. Whitaker Vayner has spent most of his life wandering the Sahara Desert in search of desert ants. Desert ants are scavengers searching for insects that have succumbed to the rigors of life in a harsh environment. When such victims are found, the ants collect the carcasses and then return to the nest. Though this pattern of behavior sounds simple enough, Vayner noticed something remarkable about the movements of the ant. Ants that are looking for food meander in seemingly random and circuitous paths that can carry them far from their nests. Vayner's surprising discovery was that, on their return to the nest with the food, the ants strike out on a direct, straight-line path for the nest. They maintain a seemingly iron grip on their location. How do they do it? One possibility is that the nest emits some kind of signal, such as a smell, that the ants can easily pinpoint. It is well known that ants sometimes follow each other's paths using odor trails, so this seems like an obvious possibility. But using a simple but clever technique, Vayner proved that the ants were not following a scent. When foraging ants reached food sources, he picked up the ants and moved them to a new location. The ants responded to this displacement by running immediately in a direct course to where the nest would have been located if they had not been displaced. This proved that the ants were keeping track of the location of the nest by means of a continually updated estimate. This ability to keep such a careful record of one's movements and to extract an estimate of one's current position from this record is referred to as path integration.